Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha, it's a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest, by way of telephone, is Mary Jo Pennington. Her family calls her Ma Jo, so I'll call her Ma Jo. She's the grandmother of little Victoria, who at age 4 and a half had an encounter with, and that's the title of the book, six big, big, big angels. And I'll tell you, if these angels hadn't rescued her, she probably would have died. We talked about it earlier this week. She would have died. I mean, falling 9 feet down on concrete and just having a tiny little scratch. But these angels rescued her, took her to heaven. She had an encounter with God. And since that time, she's been having many encounters. And one of the places that she visited in heaven, she talks about many of them in her book, that brings such comfort to people, but especially to those that have been involved in the sin of abortion. And tell me, Ma Jo, a bit about the baby place, or even the baby room that you talk about in the book that you wrote, which was basically you transcribed tapes of her visitations and experiences.
Yes. Well, she told us graphically about the little pretty room the very first day that she fell. She said that these two little babies were in this beautiful room. She said, this tiny baby I could hold in my hands. At 4 and a half years old, her hands were very small. And then she described the room as having flowers growing, like the walls had flowers growing on them, and that there were beautiful rainbows all over the place, just glistening in front, like that rainbow of light in front of all the flowers on the walls, and that they had every kind of animal in every color. These animals were every color, and the babies played with them. And each baby that she talked to personally, and there were 4 or 5 of them, she actually, when she was talking to them, could talk. She could see how they died and where they were from. She knew that the first baby was from Brooksville, and she knew that the second baby was from Tampa. She described her mother as being very young and her father as being very big and strong. And then she said there was another baby there that told her a very, very sad story. And she looked kind of sick when she told me this. And I said, well, honey, you don't have to tell me if you don't want to. She said, I will tell you. Her was put in the garbage thing. And then her was took on a garbage ride. And then the angels came with their big wings and took her away. And she said, when her was in the garbage, I could smell it. And I wanted to get a water hose and wash the bugs and slime off of her. And I could smell it. And then the angels came and took her away.
By the way, Mishpucha, you have to understand that this 4 and a half year old Victoria doesn't even comprehend the word abortion or even realize what had occurred. She's just describing what she saw. But go ahead.
Right. So I asked her, she said, I wanted to get a hose. I said, okay, you wanted to get a hose and wash the baby off. I said, was this in heaven or was this on the earth? She said, it was on the earth, but in a different kind of world. Now, I don't understand that. I just think she saw it as she talked to the babies. But the babies are actually in a wonderful room. And when this baby got through telling her about, or she got through talking to her about the garbage and everything, of course it made the baby a little sad. So they went for a ride in a kangaroo pouch of a wonderful kangaroo that smells good, that sings to them, and bounces them all over the place. In fact, they bounced out into the park, this wonderful park around this baby place. They would bounce up to the sky. They would bounce up as high as the sky with this wonderful angelic creature that was like a kangaroo pouch. And she and this baby just held on. And when they came back, well, she got to talk to this other little baby named that she called Little Victoria. But the angelic creatures are there to help them recover being estranged and taken away from their mother.
And it's so wonderful the way you explain the love they have for their parents on Earth, and what peace that brings to women that have had abortions. But there was something you were not bargaining for, because one day Victoria told her mother about your child. Explain.
Yes, her mother asked her on one of the tapes that I was transcribing, she said, did God hug anybody? Because God had come over. Jesus and God were at the baby place. My relatives were all there. They had died and gone to heaven, and God was hugging them.
She saw relatives that have died and gone to heaven.
Yes. She said Granny had her teeth. And so Sandy said, well, Victoria, did God hug anybody else? And she said, oh, yeah, God hugged everybody. God hugged Granny and everybody and Majo's son. And she said, whose son? And she said, Majo's beautiful, beautiful son. She said, Sandy said, oh, you must mean Uncle Harry, because my brother had just died that just months before. And she said, oh, yeah, he hugged Harry and everybody. Well, the second time I read this transcription, it just blasted through me. The first time I read it, it didn't really sink in. It just like skimmed over my head. And the second time I read it, the Lord had me by this time tendered enough that I could remember something that had been blocked from my memory for many, many years. In 1969, I had caused myself at my own hand to have an abortion that almost killed me. I was almost dead the next morning when they found me on the floor in just pools of blood. It was a desperate time in my life. I had five children, and I had done this out of desperation and almost died from it. But she saw my baby.
Majo, when this was reported to you and God dealt in your life and you got free for the first time, what difference does this make to you now?
Well, I can finally feel like that God truly loves me, and that I'm worthy of his love, that Jesus gave his life for me and I've been redeemed. I never could come and pray without confessing sins first. I always felt like I had to repent of my past life over and over again, even though he had put it under the blood. But now I know that he's forgiven me, and I can go from that point forward and grow, truly grow in God, without having to go back and always think. I felt guilty all the time, and I didn't really know why. And now I don't have that guilt anymore, because I know that Jesus forgave me, God forgave me, my son forgave me, and I'm free to move forward with God.
And you said this earlier this week, but I want you to repeat this. When your granddaughter, Victoria, talked with these aborted babies, what was their opinion of their parents that were involved in the abortion?
They forgave them. I asked her if they held it against the babies held it against their mommies for getting rid of them, and she said they never get rid of their baby. They will always love the baby, and the baby will always love the mama.
There are some women that are listening, even some men that were involved in consenting in the abortion, that I believe if you pray for, they'll be, and they read this book especially, they'll be set free. Would you pray for them briefly?
Yes, I will. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, I come before you and I ask that you open the hearts of the people that have been hurt by abortion. And Lord, open their hearts and pour the sunshine of your love in. Let them forgive themselves. Their baby has forgiven them, and they're happy, and they love them, and they pray for them. And Lord, we just pray that you help these people understand that the love that they have coming to them, and that they are forgiven. Let them forgive themselves, O Lord, and just receive peace as I have done.
In Jesus' name. And you know something else that you had mentioned earlier before we went on the air, that God has stationed a big angel by your swimming pool, and that's amazing. But what is even more amazing is so many people come to your house and they report that they can sense it or see it. Explain.
Yes, he's very large, and he stays at the ladder of the swimming pool. And most people, most of our friends who come by, we take them back there. As soon as they step through our glass sliding door to the deck and look across the swimming pool at the sliding board, they can see this angel-shaped mist. It's like a mist, and he's close to 15 feet tall, but they just stop as they get onto the deck and go, because they can see him. He's not a clear, like you would see a picture of one, but because you can see through him. But you can clearly see an outline of him.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're out of time. If you want to learn more, get this book. It's brand new. It's called Six Big, Big, Big Angels. The reports are phenomenal of what's going on in the lives of people reading this. The comfort, the longing for heaven, the peace that you'll get, available for a donation of $18. This is the Shabbat broadcast. I want to bless you. Oh, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his countenance to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord grant you his shalom, that's his completeness, in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body, in the name of the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzidkenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
Yivarechecha Adonai ve'yishmarecha Yo'er Adonai panav elecha v'chonecha Yisa Adonai panav elecha Ve'asem lecha shalom.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpacha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order only line 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.